It's Wednesday and time for Current State's Neighbors in Action segment, when we feature people and organizations working to make our community a better place. Today we feature the Homeless Angels, which is a new Lansing-based organization that does outreach and referrals for people who are mostly street-based homeless. Mike Carl is the founder of the Homeless Angels, and he joins us now to tell us more. Welcome to Current State, Mike.
Thank you.
Tell us more about Homeless Angels. What do you do exactly?
Well, we're a innovative street outreach to the homeless that uses the internet and social media to interact the community with the homeless community, and we call it real-time giving.
But you spend time out on the streets,
yes,
too. So this is an interesting dual approach here.
Yeah.
That's social media and the internet on one hand, generating support for homeless people.
Mm-hmm.
How often do you go out on the streets?
We usually go out on street walks about twice a month, and sometimes we have as much as 60 people that walk with us. We make lunches, blessing bags, and go right under the bridge and build a relationship with the homeless community.
And you're seeing, and where do you go?
We right downtown, anywhere there's a need.
Your focus is on downtown Lansing?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, and what are the reactions that you get from the homeless people when you reach out to them?
Generally, very thankful. We really haven't had a bad experience. We help as many as we can, and building the relationships to connect them with the needed resources in the area is the most important focus for us.
Well, tell us a little bit more about where the social media comes in. How does that play out in the Homeless Angels?
We call it real-time giving. And we use the internet to tell stories of homeless people and families and those in need. And people can connect directly to these people and help them. Like on one of our first street walks, we had a guy that had no boots in the middle of winter. And we, within 20 minutes from someone seeing our post on the internet, they brought a brand new pair of boots to this man.
Mm. And you've only been up and running for about 6 months. Tell us about the first 6 months.
Yep. In the very beginning, it was just us out on the street walking, and community support started to build with our social media. We were featured in several different media and social media stories, and it just kept building. It's been a great community involvement project, and now we're moving to Detroit, and we'll have our first street walk in downtown Detroit next Friday.
Boy.
Yeah.
I take it for people online to get to know a homeless person in this way. Is that the real spark here? It seems like that would be the spark. The homeless are just not this population that's removed from you. This is the chance to get to know a homeless person face-to-face, get to know their name, get to know their circumstances.
Yep, and this gives us an opportunity to reintroduce the homeless community back into the community, where they're up living under a bridge and they've lost hope. We give them that little spark of hope, and we show that there's people out there that care about them and that they are important in society and that they're not invisible. And once we get past that, they want to join the programs and get involved, and a lot of them give back.
How many volunteers do you have, Mike?
Oh, anywhere from, on any project, 60 to 100. We have a really core of about 20 volunteers that are with us every day that volunteer at the office and help us on our social media and connect and help people.
How about full-time staff?
There's about five of us
full-time.
Okay.
And what partnerships, this is a collaborative effort, as I understand it. What partnerships have you developed with other service providers?
We work closely with the VOA, with the City Mission, the Diaper Bank here in town, where we've given about, 200 to 300 diapers away just this month to needy families that need diapers and wipes and things like that, because it's not just the homeless community that's need. There are a large segment of society that's right on the fringe. We're all a paycheck away from homelessness.
And so it's really, you assist more than just homeless people at the Homeless Angels. We're talking with Mike Carl here on Current State's Neighbors in Action here today. Mike is the founder of the Homeless Angels, which offers outreach and referral services to mostly street-based homeless people here in the Lansing area. They've only been up and running for about 6 months, but apparently they've generated an awful lot of momentum here so far. Why did you start this group?
8 years ago, I was homeless. I didn't want to tell anyone. I was depressed. I pretty much was at rock bottom, and I went to the streets. And I lived with the homeless community for 6 months, and they kept me alive. And this gives me a way to give back and give them thanks for not giving up on me. And I want to show them that me and others aren't going to give up on them either. And we're going to give them the opportunity to reintegrate into society and become an active part of the community.
How did you become homeless?
I was divorced. I got depressed. I lost everything. The foreclosure crisis was just starting. I got way over my head, and I just slipped into the, just past the cracks of society, and I became invisible. And I lived in a fountain in downtown Lansing. And it took the homeless community to reach out to me to get me back on my feet.
What were those 6 months like?
It was not fun. It was the hardest thing I think I've ever faced. And just to allow the community to glimpse in through pictures and stories gives the homeless stereotype a better look over for the community.
What happened that enabled you to get out of homelessness, though? Was there a moment of truth? Was there a particular assistance that you received?
There was a pastor in downtown that I think he was from another city, came up to me and he said, these are the services that are available to you, and this is how we can help you. And it took someone like me coming out and reaching out and asking for nothing to give me a hand up. And that's what I want to do, and
that's,
others,
and that's
to the community.
Led to the foundation of the Homeless Angels here in Lansing. Are there common misperceptions or misunderstandings about people who are homeless?
Mm-hmm. There are. There are. It's that they're drunks and they're lazy, and that they just want to live under a bridge. And nobody really wants to live under a bridge. I've been under a bridge, and it ain't fun.
How did you get this started? How did you launch it?
3 years ago, I started living on the streets once a week in November, and this year it just took off. I had my co-founder, Jessup Magoon, ask me to come walk the streets with me that week, and literally everybody, I live stream it, and it just took off.
Where does your funding come from for the Homeless Angels?
It's all community-based. We use a hotel program. We allow the community to buy hotel rooms for the homeless so that we can aid them, get them to the resources that, if they're chronically homeless, give them a chance to rehab. And we also work with landlords and employees to get them jobs and get them into a more economical situation that they can better themselves and get ahead.
Did you, and I mean, 6 months ago, did you anticipate moving this operation to Detroit?
No. But it's taken off, and this is the way it needs to go. I mean, the support in Detroit has been great. We met with Police Chief Craig last week when we did a free store, and they had their own event down there, and we're planning another free store in Detroit on the 7th. That's another innovative thing that we do is we bring boxes out and with clothes and personal needs, and we drop them in the city and let anyone that is in need come and get them.
We're talking with Mike Carl. Mike is the founder of the Homeless Angels here in Lansing, which offers outreach and referral services to mostly street-based homeless people in the Lansing area. It's been a busy 6 months since the formation of his group, and they are now expanding into the Detroit area. Tell us a little more about your volunteers, Mike. Why do they join you? Why are they there?
There is a huge compassion amongst Lansing that is drawing people to just help people. There's no exceptions. They don't want anything back from it. They want to do something and see results. And this gives them real-time results. They can go out on the street and walk with us, hand somebody a lunch, hand somebody a blessing bag, and see the joy in that person's face and the change that it sparks.
Was there no other organization doing this kind of work specifically?
I think there's other streetwalk organizations, but not like we are. We are very innovative. We use every source of media.
The social media seems like it is really the distinguishing difference here.
Yep.
Yeah. What's your ultimate vision for this organization? I mean, how much further would you like to go with this?
I would like to see it in all 50 states.
All 50, and you want to play a role in spreading it to all 50 states?
Mm-hmm.
If people want to get involved, how can they join you?
You can look for us on Facebook/homelessangels. You can follow us on Twitter, the same handle. You can also go to our website at homelessangels.org.
Mike Carl is the founder of the Homeless Angels. Again, they offer outreach and referral services to mostly street-based homeless people in the Lansing area. Mike, many thanks and good luck.
Thank you.
We could always use more nominations, and we know there are people and organizations out there doing excellent work, but we don't know about them. Please help us out and tweet us suggestions at KAR Current State, or send us an email to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work that they do.